I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A new wood product used in construction could help to create greater demand for wood from local forests. Some tree buffs say more desire for New England timber could actually be a good thing for preserving Connecticut's woodlands. It's called cross-laminated timber, or CLT. It's layered wood, glued together, that's used in construction, and it's really strong. So strong, in fact, one engineer says CLT is poised to compete with steel support beams and concrete.
What CLT is doing really is getting wood into applications one would never associate with wood, like high rises. We're talking about envisioning buildings up to 42 stories made out of CLT.
Peggy Clouston is an engineer who teaches at UMass Amherst. She just won a nearly $400,000 grant from the National Science Foundation to prove that wood harvested here in New England can be used in the CLT process. And that could mean more money coming out of New England forests. Today, there is a market for Connecticut timber, but Thomas Worthley, an associate professor at UConn, says it's limited. To make money, what you need now is
the right quality log, and that's the key.
Wood free from things like knots or cracks. That means only really high-quality timber fetches a lot of money on the open market. But Worthley says more demand for cross-laminated timber could change that, discouraging landowners from selling off forest plots and encouraging them to grow less valuable but still robust trees like pine.
My own personal bias is for growing the best trees we can. And so that's, to me, how those sort of low-grade markets will help the process.
Peggy Clouston says she'll be using her grant money to develop computer models that will simulate the CLT process with different Northeast trees and lumber grades. Work she hopes will one day create a bigger market for locally grown forest products. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.